first of all.
Yeah.
How are you finding Portugal so far?
Hot. Very. No, obviously, it's great. It's a lovely place where we're staying. Top draw, to be honest. The facilities and everything else about it is second to none. And, you know, it's been tough, the training. And obviously, the two games we're having, we had one yesterday and we'll have another today. So, you know, it's been good. It's been a great run-out, great workout. And, you know, obviously, it could get a little bit tougher when we get home because there's more games to be playing. So, yeah, it's been really good.
Do you feel ready to take on that sort of heavy pre-season schedule now? Because the games are going to come thick and fast. You've had this sort of training camp now, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I think the training camp just, you know, gets you away. A bit of team bonding as well, getting to know the other new lads and stuff like that. Obviously, we're not, you know, 100%. Yeah, we're probably about 80-85%. I'm sure when we get back and, as you said, the games come thick and fast, then, you know, we start moving into, obviously, looking for the, you know, the round about the 12th, 13th of August for the game against Oldham and then the following week against Derby. So, you know, obviously I'm sure we'll be at our peak come them two games.
What do you make of the new lads?
Yeah, good. You know, obviously quality players. You know, look at Guards come in and, you know, Joe Matic played in the Premier League for West Brom. Young Chris Maguire is a quality little player. He's, you know, he's got loads of talent. You know, young Kieran. You know, we've got players here in abundance who are good lads. You know, Diego has come along well with his English, he's been brilliant, he's got stuck in, he's doing everything he possibly can to catch the manager's eye. And, you know, we've got big Marlon Aylward on trial as well, who he's looking to, you know, to earn a contract. So it's going well, and I think, you know, all the lads just gel together. It's, you know, it's been an excellent little trip for us on and off the pitch, and, you know, hopefully it'll do us in good stead for the season coming.
There's a lot of competition up front. There was last season as well. You suspect that, you know, Wednesday are going to add maybe one or two more up front as well. Is that ever disheartening as a player, or do you encourage it?
No, you've got to encourage it, haven't you? And it's like anything, Rob. You know, any walk of life, you've got to have this bit of, you know, how can I put it? You've got to have this bit of, you know, people trying to win your places, people trying to work a lot harder than you, but you encourage it, and, you know, it makes you be a better player. As I've said all along, I've done many interviews over the past few weeks about my future and about me wanting to, you know, be in the starting 11 and other players and the players coming and going. All you can do is give it your best shot. If it's not good enough, then so be it. But, you know, as I've said before, you know, this chance is not going to go by me without a good shot at it.
Do you feel this is a great chance for you? Because you have sort of played in the lower leagues. This is a real great shot, isn't it, to play as a championship player?
I've waited 14 years for it, mate. You know, obviously, you know, I'm not going to say I'm going to go to the Premiership, but you want to try and play as high as you possibly can. And at this moment in time, I'm going to be at that level, you know, so I'm going to give it my best shot. And I'm not going to let it slip through my hands that easy. I'm going to get my best shot. And as I said before, if it's good enough for me and good enough for the club, then we'll all be happy. If not, you know, you can always move on, but look, this chance is not going to go past me without the fight.
One of the things I've spoken to the gaffer about this summer was sort of how you fit into things in the Championship, and he, interestingly enough, said that you might actually suit the Championship better than League One and League Two, because you're a technical player, you're going to play alongside better players now you're in the Championship. I mean, presumably you go along with that. You feel like you can have an impact in this tier.
Exactly. You know, I like to think I can score goals. I like to think I can get in good creative places and, you know, create some chances and obviously get on the end of some crosses and chances. So, yeah, you know, I spoke to the manager about that. He told me about it, and I'm quite happy with that. So as long as the two of us are reading off the same in booth, then everything should be okay.
Now, I don't know who's playing in this game tonight, for Reading in particular, but if Mikel Antonio's there, will any of the lads be saying, come on, Mikel, we need you on the other team next season?
Well, obviously, you know, you've got to be professional about it. I mean, that's for the hierarchy to sort out, but, you know, the lads will speak to him. The lads will, you know, a few of the lads said they're going to thank him for the promotion bonus today. They haven't seen him since, but, you know, it'll be good. It's all good stuff. He's a good lad, so, you know, whatever he chooses to do is entirely up to him.
Presumably, though, as a striker who thrives off service, you'd love to see him back.
Yeah, of course, you know, you'd like to see any top quality player. You know, you're looking at him now, he's got a chance to play in the Premier League, hasn't he? So, you know, it's not gonna be an easy decision for him. I don't know where his future lies there, but yeah, you know, we'd welcome anyone who gets the ball in the box for a 5-yard tap in for any striker, let alone me.